Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from C2C. First off, we'll start off with Carrie Ferrari. She's the executive director of C2C. Of course, it is the Teron Liu Initiative. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us back.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here this morning. C2C has been carrying on here for some time now and doing some great things in Mexico. As a matter of fact, I think you have some an announcement to make. We talked a little bit about this a couple of weeks ago, but you made your first hire with C2C, right?
Yes. Super excited to announce that we have hired Randy Gooch for the Associate Director of Programs. Randy comes from a legacy family of educators here in Mexico and born and raised here in Mexico, and we couldn't be more excited to have his knowledge and experience to add to our team.
Very nice. We're going to talk to Randy here just a little bit. You've been in education for quite some time. What was the attraction to come to C2C and come back to work in your hometown, if you will?
Well, sure. So after 26 years of education, just kind of deciding that it's time to hang that up. And so I announced my retirement early in the fall. And then I've been looking, and this came up. And Carrie and I had several conversations earlier, but the time frames didn't seem to line up. And then as things have progressed, it's gotten a little bit more doable, and we started talking, and I got really interested in some of the opportunities. So I've already flunked retirement, but I'm really excited about what can happen here and what we can do for our community. So it's all good, and really, really ready to get started.
No doubt about it. We should say that Randy is currently the Chief Operations Officer for Columbia Public Schools. How long have you been with Columbia Public Schools, Randy?
I've been over there 13 years, and I've been 6 years in this role as Chief Operations Officer. Prior to that, I went over there in the Career Center, and had a really good experience there, and we were able to do some really fun things and some really great things for students. We're writing a new chapter now.
Absolutely. Carrie, we want to bring you back into the conversation. It was a couple of weeks ago. You were over at the Mexico High School. I had an opportunity to stop in. You were having some conversations with Mexico High School students, just kind of randomly selected groups throughout the day. And you were asking them basically, what they wanted to see Mexico like in maybe 10 years or so. Kind of how did that meeting go, and maybe what were some of the ideas and the thoughts of the students during that meeting?
Yeah, so this beginning phase of C2C is really we're building the backbone of the work. And really part of that is gathering, qualitative and quantitative data from the community and really letting the community's voices be heard, because this is the work of the community. And so we had those community conversations earlier in the year, and then we moved into student conversations, because if we're having conversations about kids, then kids need to really be at the table. The conversations went so well. I was so impressed with the kids and how involved that they got in the process, and the things that they wanted to see for their community. We heard a lot of great things about needing some more dual credit options at the high school. We heard about needing some more businesses in the downtown area. Even heard the kids say how great their teachers are, but that they felt like they were underpaid. And that just really moved my heart to hear kids talk about their educators in that way.
Yeah, it seemed to be very well received. Everybody was very engaged, and a lot of times I think kids feel like their voices are left out of a lot of decisions. But is that something you're hearing from the students about how engaging C2C is with them, and how now you're kind of asking their opinions?
Yeah, we ended up interviewing some kiddos after the conversations and just said, what did you think about the process? How did you like it? Is this something you'd like to do again? And by, all means, they said they really enjoyed the process and that they felt like we were really listening. And, you know, even heard statements saying, you know, nobody had ever asked us before, you know. And so it was just really great to hear that they appreciated the process.
No doubt about it. What are the next steps for C2C, if you will? What are some things that you're looking at here in the near future?
Yeah, so the next step really is still more hiring. We have a big team that we need to build out to have personnel for all of the grants that we've received, hopefully receiving a few more grants. And then the next step really is creating a leadership table. Randy and I will facilitate those meetings and just putting the work back to the community. We're going to take all of that data that we've been collecting and then present it to the leadership table in the form of a report and a data walk, and then ask them, where do they think we need to start our work? You know, there's a lot of things to be done, but we really need to focus on a few items, and letting the community decide where the work of C2C is going to go.
Very nice. I heard rumors there's going to be a pickup basketball game soon, and I get to pick Coach Lou on my team. Any truth to that?
I haven't heard that rumor, and I have zero basketball skills.
I have less than.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you guys coming in this morning, getting us updated with everything C2C, and wish you the best in the future.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.